Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. It's Friday.
Yes, it is.
And we know we got a lot of fans in prison, so OJ Simpson, if you're watching, congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah.
OJ,
yeah, man.
Are y'all happy?
I'm happy that he's out, because being in jail sucks. I know from personal experience.
You sure do.
And I mean, you shut the hell up, Gary. OJ, congratulations, and stay on the right path, and just get to the paper, baby. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, well, he can't do too much. He's 70.
Yeah, I'm going to, he's going to be a little slower. I'm going to get OJ Simpson an iPod, and I'm going to fill it up 100 times with one song.
What? What's that?
Be humble. Sit down.
Yes, it is.
We don't want you in no more trouble.
That song ain't going to work for him. He been sitting down. He probably don't ever want to sit down again.
He going to need to sit down some more, because we don't want him back in jail. But it being Friday, we can't let the people down. We got to come through and deliver that heat.
Yes.
That's why we loading it with mad stars. Like Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes.
Tina Hall's going to be in the building. They're going to be talking about their new movie, Girls Trip. And our L.A. crew's going to be joining us in a minute with an awesome story about how, like, Charlize Theron prefers doing sex scenes with women over men.
Oh, shit, like my coworkers.
But first off, let's start with the Insta.
Damn, girl.
And you know what? And I almost did the
you got me smashing.
Because I want to smash the Insta damn girl. Nicki Minaj gave the world a lot to work with. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even care if these are aftermarket parts. She is looking good.
Liz, I think at this point we can stop mentioning whether her booty is fake, her breasts are fake. Who cares?
Exactly.
This girl is bad.
Yes,
she is bad.
She's fabulous.
She is.
She's a woman.
You know, I've never really seen her with her hair up like this before.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is just like, you know, even though she's dressed so like scantily clad and looks so naughty, her eyes just look so innocent as she dances and twerks to the beat.
That's how we play you.
My name is Nicki, but my name ain't Nicole.
I tell all my hoes, break it up.
You're welcome, America. You're welcome. Now, not only that, she also teamed up with Black China for Yo Gotti's new video, Rake It Up.
That's for everybody who thought she gave Rob back the car. She's in the Ferrari there.
Right, unless she rented it or but she's giving it, bitch.
She's giving it.
Yeah, it wasn't as exciting as the first video. Can we run that back one more time?
My name is Nicki, but my name ain't Nicole.
I tell all my hoes, break it up.
Well, speaking of Black China, her OG baby daddy, Tyga, went on Breakfast Club, and they asked him about how he felt about China dating Rob Kardashian while he was dating Kylie. Mm. This is what he said.
That had to be awkward for you.
No. He said no.
It wasn't awkward?
I look at it like, I told homie, too. I told him what the play was. It's not the fact of what type of girl she was. It was just like, I just knew ain't going to be able to handle
it's
somebody like
It's a lot
like
of drama,
her.
Basically.
Yeah, like, he coming from a whole different world. Like, he don't know how she move and how she think.
We listening to you, Tyga, but at the same time, you left her and went to Kim Kardashian's little sister.
The little sister.
So while you talking about who can't handle somebody, you obviously couldn't handle her because you had to go to a little girl.
Nah,
but he was with her for 3 years. Okay, y'all.
But he went to a little girl.
And he really not any better.
She was only, how old was Kylie?
12.
16?
He patiently waited for Kylie to turn 18 and then shot his shot. Like, you know, on the anniversary. Like,
he definitely.
You know, it's midnight, ding dong.
Yeah, I'm here, naked. Well, all right, you know we like to send you into the weekend feeling good, so how about a little feel-good Friday?
Yeah, why not?
Well, Kendrick Lamar is and has always been a class act, especially when it comes to giving back to his community and his fans.
So what that brother done now?
Well, one of his longtime fans is a disabled woman named Jennifer Phillips, and at his recent Dallas concert, he surprised her with a bunch of personalized Top Dog merchandise and a promise to pay for her very own wheelchair-accessible van.
Oh.
That is awesome.
I know.
I love how, you know, when he gives it to someone, it's so personal.
It is.
You know, it's not just like, here you go, a T-shirt. I mean, like a personalized handicap van, that's great.
Well, he wrote, thank you for always supporting me. You're an inspiration for me. You are strong and positive. For all the years of inspiring me, the least I can do is make sure you're comfortable driving around the city. A gift from me to you, you're always appreciated.
Aww,
oh, was it a Toyota?
Cool. Oh, like I got goosebumps.
Sister car? A Toyota van?
It don't matter what kind, Gary. It was wheelchair accessible, and it was a van she did not have. He's so shady. What are you doing for your community right now?
I'm doing a lot, honey. I'm donating funds, honey, from my Dish Nation check, honey. I gave out a scholarship from my Dish Nation check.
The scholarship,
you came.
The scholarship was real scarce.
And, no, honey, it was from my Dish Nation check. And I also gave my friend, his little boy turned one. I gave him some money for his birthday.
That's your $2. Friend. $2. That's a friend. This is someone he doesn't even know who he's blessing.
That's the community, though. And I'm and I paid for a woman meal at Piccadilly's the other day, too.
That has
was
nothing.
That like a lunch scholarship? Oh my God.
That was a lunch date.
Well, nah. So I'm helping the community.
Hey, this just in. Charlize Theron is talking about having sex with a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I always had my suspicions.
Well, me too. But unfortunately, she's talking about having sex with a woman in her latest movie, Atomic Blonde. She's out doing a lot of press for that movie. And she talks about in the movie, which I'm going to see probably more than once, she talks about having a very aggressive sex scene with Sophia Boutella. She says, quote, with Sophia, it was easy just because we're both dancers and you have to choreograph those scenes quite a bit. We shot that scene in like 45 minutes. And with the guys, they're not dancers, so it takes a bit more work. No, I think with the guys, they're like, oh, God, messed it up again. We got to do it again. I got to kiss you again. Oh, darn it. Take two.
I keep laughing.
Oh, what are you going to do? This is so silly. We should do it. Take 14.
I'm really surprised that the girl-on-girl, the Charlize on Sophia, didn't last longer. Just from the cameraman going, no, this was off.
I've got to focus all the footage. Oh,
the lighting, something happened. Start from the beginning again.
Ladies, come here. Let's rehearse for a second.
We want to make sure you get real familiar with each other.
Do you rehearse that sort of thing? I mean, do you go to the trailer and rehearse and go over your... It's choreographed, so you had to work on the dance. Dancers practice and practice and practice.
Right,
then
right.
It's the time for the show. So
I'm going to like, my head's going to go right, and then we're going to kiss. I don't know how that would go. Do you practice in the trailer, or is that kind of cheating if you're with somebody? You know what I mean?
If you're practicing in the trailer and cheating, the only questions in Hollywood. I practice lines in the trailers and cheating. Well, speaking of hooking up, SNL alum Jenny Slate is back in the dating world now because she used to be dating Chris Evans after she divorced her husband of 9 years.
That's a good rebound guy.
That's over. And she's moved on. So now she's dating again. And she had a blind date that didn't go so well. And she went on a podcast to talk about it.
This dude, and I'm not kidding, is dressed in full chainmail. He's got a full authentic knight's costume on, including a floor-length tabard, which I called a tunic, and then he corrected me and was like, it's actually a tabard. It was made of like a thick, smoky blue suede. He had a crest. He had like a coin purse.
It was a blind date, but she knew she was going to the Renaissance Fair. She's upset because she looked like the idiot who didn't dress for the Renaissance
Fair.
Yeah,
I feel I've got jeans and a cute tank top on. You're in full-on chainmail. No one told me. Did he know he was going out with Jenny Slate? Yes, a blind date could mean, you're going out, but you've never really met her before. You've never seen her before. Did he know and was just trying to make her laugh? You know what I'm saying?
Figure a comedian from SNL is going to think that's funny, and her ex being Captain America, you got to dress up as something.
Well, I don't know if this next story falls under what the fashion, but it definitely falls under what the hell. Leonardo DiCaprio was photoed walking around town wearing a purple bag, and everybody's wondering what the hell is going on.
Maybe that's a bag filled with supermodels' hair. He's lost like, his mind. He's heading down to a seamstress to make a throw wig. Pillow. Or a wig for himself. That's what I would do.
Well, I think it's kind of a cool look. I think he looks kind of hip and fun.
So you're saying this is a fashion statement? What idiot would use that as a fashion statement?
It's idiotic.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
You have a bag tied up?
No. No, I don't. It's full of supermodels' hair.
Yeah, soup or models. I'm going with the soup.
Don't go away, because after the break, Jada Pinkett and Regina Hall are in studio with our Atlanta crew talking about their new movie, Girls Trip. Dish Nation.
Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. All right, today is the day that Girls Trip is out in theaters, and I cannot wait. Jada Pinkett Smith, Regina Hall, and Uber producer Will Packer recently came in to talk to us about the movie, and here's how it all went down.
Ladies, man, it's dope to see y'all four on the screen together, and it's the first time we've seen all four of y'all together.
Yeah.
We've seen different combinations, but it's lit.
Thank you. Yeah. We had a good time.
We did. I feel like these four, I feel like that was, it's divine.
It was a girls' trip.
It was.
Just making it.
Yeah.
And it was a good movie. I had the opportunity to see it. It kind of brought tears to my eyes.
Aww.
It really did. No, it really did, because I was like having this catharsis. I was like, if me and my friends could get together.
Yes.
And I'm like, and I was trying to figure out which one would have been.
We were talking about it today. This movie has so much heart and it has such a beautiful message.
Yeah.
And I'm really, not only do I like the movie, I'm really proud of it.
I actually wanted to see this movie from Jump Street because I like raunchy. I like things that are raunchy.
It's a hard R.
That's what's up.
It's good.
It's capitalized.
And I haven't seen Jada in a hard R movie at all.
Oh, no. And you surely haven't seen me in a hard R like this.
She's earned it and made up for lost time.
She sure did, honey.
She's got some hard R moments.
She sure did. I was like, girl, what did Will think?
Yes.
We want to play a game with you guys.
Okay.
The game is called Same Damn Time. I'm going to ask you guys a question. You have to both answer it at the same damn time.
Okay.
All right, real quick. In real life, who's closest to the character that they played in the movie? Go.
Tiffany.
Tiffany had it. So she's like lit all the time, right?
Yes.
Okay. between the four of y'all, who can drink the most?
Tiffany.
Who is most likely to get arrested?
Tiffany.
Okay. We love you all.
We have fun in here.
Jada Pinkett Smith is in that thing. Regina Hall's in that thing.
Yes.
One time. Girls Trip. Go see them.
I have to pee. Look, the line is short over there. There's a long line in the bathroom here. Just go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. One time for Will Packer.
Hey. What up, y'all?
Yo,
what up?
Family.
So, new movie.
Yo.
Girls Trip.
Yes.
Yes.
Out now.
Cast.
Oh, you kidding me?
Oh,
cast is crazy.
Yes, it is.
Queen Latifah don't just jump in any movie.
Nah.
Right. Smith don't just do any movie.
Yo, they hadn't worked together in 20 years.
They set it off.
That was
Oh my God, it was so
together.
Good to see them together.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Slight bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh. What'd I do?
So recently, you linked up with Dish Nation correspondent Andrew Freund.
Yeah, he came out of New Orleans.
One thing you did, you called Gary a fashion mistake. No harm, no foul.
Well, I mean, you know, Gary comes at me, and every time I see Gary, you know, I'm confused. So I have to, I go at him before he can come at me, you know? But that's Gary and I's thing.
But I didn't say
anything about you, Craig.
It was the fact that you didn't say anything about me. It was like, if we did a guy's trip, you know, who would you take? And you said, well, maybe you would take Gary, and then maybe you would take Brad. And
it wasn't a guy's trip. It was just a trip.
It started off as a guy's trip. Guys, trip question.
And he said he would take me. Don't be jealous because he would take me. And they know I'm one of the coolest.
But first of all, Brad is the coolest. That's the homie.
Yeah,
I've been knowing Brad for years, so
years.
I know we're going to get
jealous,
it. Let's go. We'll make it happen.
But let's just say if you did do like a parallel universe version of Girls Trip.
With the guys?
With just guys.
Oh, boy.
Who gets put in that movie?
Oh, boy. That's rough. Let me tell you. I would do it with Idris Elba.
Yep.
Kevin Hart.
Yep.
All right, so I got some for the ladies, and I got the funny.
Who else would we do?
Bill Cosby.
Okay.
You know what?
All right. That's a whole other kind
I'm
of trip.
Yeah.
And nobody touching their drinks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody nervous.
Just thirsty and parched. Like, that's all right.
Yeah. Well, we're excited for you.
Hey.
And we're proud of you, man.
Come on, man.
We are.
We know you.
I appreciate it. Come on. This is like family.
And thank you for always
Gary.
Coming through to bless us.
I appreciate y'all letting me come through. Yeah. I'll come through anytime.
No
I appreciate
doubt.
It. It's love.
One time for the homie.
No doubt. Appreciate y'all.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. So it's a blockbuster weekend at the box office with two huge movies on the general release schedule. So it's time for
Ticket or Skip It.
Now, first out the gate, we got this super sci-fi blockbuster called Valerian, okay, and the City of a Thousand Planets. It stars Cara Delevingne, Clive Owen, and even has a cameo from the original bad girl herself, Riri.
Yes!
But yo, she's really stretching her acting chops, though.
Okay.
Playing an alien stripper.
What? Oh, God.
After centuries of peace and prosperity, an unknown force wants to destroy all we have created.
Agents Valerian and Laureline, you have less than 10 hours to find the threat and eliminate it.
Let's get to work.
Our destiny is in your hands.
Now, what the hell? We've been bamboozled.
Why?
Because. What kind of stripper is that? Her clothes got put on instead of taken off.
Oh, you want to see her clothes? Come on.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's a stripper.
You didn't notice she had on, like, naked, then her gown came on.
She must have just got finished.
Maybe so.
Now aliens do it. But, yo, the director, Luc Besson, who, like, who has also done other movies like The Professional and some other joints I really like.
Okay.
He also did The Fifth Element with Chris Tucker and Bruce Willis. I mean, he makes some really good joints.
Yeah, he does. The graphics and the effects are amazing.
Yeah. So I'm kind of hype about this one. The reviews are kind of all over the place.
Really?
I'm going to go out on good faith and say this movie looks dope and it's worth your money. So I'm totally going to ticket it.
I'm going to ticket it, too, just off the strength of Rihanna and Cara Delevingne. I like both of them.
Yeah.
I think they have sex appeal, and I love to see Rihanna acting.
Boom.
I'm in agreement with Portia. Ticket.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I'm a ticket. I love Rihanna's blonde hair. I love
it.
Lip,
just fabulous. I just want to see her be a fabulous alien.
Yes.
Well, we got a double feature for y'all. So y'all might remember, you talked about Harry Styles having four nipples, which almost could make him an alien himself.
Yeah.
But him and his four nipples are going to be in the Hollywood debut of the historical film Dunkirk.
She'll fight on the beaches. She'll fight on the landing grounds. She'll never surrender.
One thing I can say about Christopher Nolan, like, he makes dope movies. Remember Inception?
Yes.
Like, you know, like, I think he could even make a World War II movie seem interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, it just didn't. I don't know. It reminded me of Hogan's Hero. You know?
Hogan's Heroes had, like, no action almost. All right, so, Gary, you going to take it or skip it?
Oh, I'm going to skip it. And I don't even know what Dunkirk is.
I agree with Gary. God, it took me, like, to war behind enemy lines. Like, I don't want to see no killing and stuff like that. Like, it looked kind of dark and dreary. I'm going to skip this one.
Well, I'm gonna ticket it. I like movies like this.
Well, you know, teenage girls have never been more excited about a World War II movie, and it's all thanks to Harry Styles.
I did see him in the trailer, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I have to say, he didn't say anything, but just the way, the intensity behind the way he looked back, like, I could see that he could act some.
And now that I know he has four nipples, I'm expecting him to get shot in one of them in this movie. Like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's weird.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, find out why Monica Lewinsky can't stop gushing over Prince Harry, Brad Pitt, and Jay-Z.
What?
Welcome back to Dish Nation. There has been a lot of talk about men in the public eye showing their softer side.
All right. You wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, Prince Harry talked about his struggle with mental health after his mother Diana died. And Brad Pitt recently opened up about what life is like after Angelina. And Jay-Z, well, to his alleged infidelities against Beyonce, he talked about it on his most recent album. So there's one woman who's really loving all this, and it's Monica Lewinsky. She loves a vulnerable man. Monica wrote an article in Vanity Fair this week in which she congratulates Harry, Brad, and Jay-Z for showing their emotions at a time when people seem focused on maintaining an outmoded caricature of manhood.
Right, so basically saying, well, she's not alone in that. Most women love that. It's the perfect mix of, yes, you're tough when you need to be tough, but we also know that you have a tender side, that you've got a rough outer shell, but you've got a creamy filling. That's the perfect man.
I know they say that women love men who have that vulnerable
side,
who can open up and even cry. The last time I cried, I don't even know if I can produce tears anymore.
Frank.
I think I vomited so hard I cried once.
Yeah.
You may have had so many conquests in life, but no woman except for your current ever wanted to settle down.
And that's questionable with him. Even the current's like, oh, well, what are you going to do? It's been so long.
I get that all the time. She's like, you know, she wants me to cry more.
Of course. Be emotional. Show some.
I can cry, but it's only after my third orgasm. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.